Yīlā kārī sī nā tā tīndā chōg rēs tī lūng rōg chīk tōg kēchē shō gu rē. Tēn tā ngāñī mā chīk lōb tū sō nā chār sūm yā chīk sūng gu rē. Kō kō shō chōg rēs. Lāma dō gōmbō chāma yā lā chā sā rō sī tū lāma dō gōmbō chāma yā lā chā sā rō chīk lō. Tēnē ōmā rā bā sā nā tī, ōmā rā bā sā nā tī chīk lō, rō bā sā nā sā chēn tī lūng tō bā kūyū chē mā, gyūrīm chē tī kū shā. Tī shā nē, shūng mā, nī mā rē lā kā tā mā lōb kē yī nā, nī shū tā chīk lōb kē yī nā, dūyū lōb kē yī nā. Baru zhāni māshā nāni lō māngbō chintu zhāni xētā rīpa chē rūrīs kō lūkṣu rīs tā. Yā baru chē nā tā 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 tūpiyān jua rīs.
Now, when this is first given out by the teacher to a student, he passes to him a kind of power or initiation. And this is done through the teachers repeating the refuge formula in the beginning once and the student saying it back. And then repeating the mantra three times, the teacher once and the student back, the teacher a second time, the student back, and the teacher a third time. And this keeps the kind of lineage of the passing down of the mantra going. And if one repeats this like 100 times every morning and is able to do it continuously every day, one's intellect increases rapidly and fantastically. If you forget to do it some days, there's a little fault in that.